A proposal by Supervisor Weisshahn regarding the Milwaukee County Research Park/UWM Accelerator Initiative. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Very good. Supervisor Weisshahn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I wanted to thank you for putting this on the agenda, because I think what I'd like to accomplish today is to show people that there is alternatives to going forward with the accelerator plan that is different than Innovation Park. And everyone on the committee should have a copy, and well, there's a few extra, there's a few of the for the audience. But what you'll see here is the proposal is actually, you know, quite simple, and that is a partnership between the Milwaukee County Research Park and UWM to create the accelerator within the boundaries of the Milwaukee County Research Park. What you'll see is that by reading through the proposal, that there's the ability to create a 30,000 square foot facility that would initiate the development of an existing 2.5 acres, 2.1 acres in within the research park, which is currently vacant. It also provides the ability to move forward with this project at a faster time frame than the current proposal by the Real Estate Foundation. The fact is, under their scenario, that you would have, you know, multiple years before things are fully developed. Under this proposal, with the research part, you would be able to literally, before the end of 2011, be able to have an accelerator building created. This would be, if you turn to page 7 in the abstract, you'd have Technology Innovation Center. You have Accelerator 1, Accelerator 2, campus amenities, and also campus commercial possibilities. And this is what you'll see as a very sound proposal. And I just think that it's important that we realize that there's alternatives out there, and they should be researched fully and be given at least an opportunity to be heard. This proposal was also given to the city of Wauwatosa before they did their TIF district. It was sent via email to the interim Chancellor Lovell. So there is a possibility that I think that we can actually, under these extremely trying financial times, move forward with creating a facility that will create the jobs of the 21st century. Instead of this being looked at as how are we going to transact some type of just real estate deal, it's how are we actually going to create the infrastructure that's necessary to do the research and provide the jobs of the 21st century. And how do we do that in the quickest time frame? Everything that I've heard on other proposals, this really cuts that time frame in half. Not only that, we have, with this partnership between the Milwaukee County Research Park and UWM, an experienced team that has already developed our current research park, that has a proven track record of success. And just recently in you know, the newspaper in the business section, it was pointed out that Eaton Corporation is potentially looking at a site at our research park. That this accelerator, when you look at it, just in terms of those who demand that you need to be physically close to the people you want to partner with, it is physically closer to the medical college. It is physically closer to GE Healthcare. All of the reasons that have been stated why we need to be located and create Innovation Park. but it comes at a fraction of the cost and with minimal risk to the taxpayer. And I think that this would be an excellent way to hedge the bets of the taxpayers of Milwaukee County. And I would also point out that the TIF that created the Milwaukee County Research Park will be ending, I believe my memory serves me right, in 2013. So what that will do is actually then any of the spinoff companies, instead of it going to pay back a TIF for 27 years at Innovation Park and seeing no benefit to the taxpayers of Wauwatosa, that those spinoffs then would directly go on to the property tax rolls immediately once that in 2014 versus waiting till 2027. So I would just like people to give this a serious look, that there was a lot of time and effort. This wasn't something that was done on the back of the envelope. This was a proposal that was developed with myself and the staff at the research park. So there's been a lot of effort into this, and I think it deserves a closer look both by the university and by Milwaukee County as a whole. Thank you.
Thanks, Supervisor Weisshahn. We have two cards from Mr. David Gilbert and Mr. Bruce Block of UWM Real Estate Foundation. Both are registering registering against the item, although there's no action item here. It's for information, but they'd also like to speak on the matter. So I think it's appropriate. Supervisor Weisshahn's intent is to sort of open or have some discussion about something that had been floated months ago and never really got a response that I was aware of. So I think it's appropriate for you to respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Supervisor Weisshahn, for me putting this on the table. I guess, from our perspective, just want to clarify a few points. In terms of the speed, I'm puzzled by Supervisor Weisshahn's statement. The fact is the EDA grant, the federal EDA grant for the accelerator building, is moving forward, has been fully funded, and in fact, discussions have been ongoing with the EDA in terms of getting the process set up to proceed with this project. There's no additional infrastructure required for the creation of this building and the construction of the building at the Innovation Park site. We're going to utilize existing infrastructure that is serving the County Parks building, actually. So the expectation would be that this thing could get underway this calendar year. Completion date, I'm not sure. It'd be nice to get it done by the end of 2011, but it certainly could get underway. In terms of moving forward with Supervisor Weisshahn's proposal, as I read the proposal, there seemed to be two financing linchpins to that. The first was an EDA grant of about $2.4 million. I don't know where that comes from. The EDA grant that's been authorized for the accelerator building for Innovation Park is site-specific, is not transportable to a different parcel. That was made abundantly clear to us by the EDA folks when this first surfaced several months ago, and it was not transportable. And that was communicated to the City of Wauwatosa, and which I think is why the City of Wauwatosa really gave this no traction when it came up at that process. The second was a master lease proposal from UWM, which I guess was the major financing tool on top of the EDA grant for this proposal. The problem with a master lease from UWM is that's not within the purview or jurisdiction or power of UWM to enter into. A lease that requires more than $10,000 per month or per year in payments has to go from really the facilities in Madison, which is the Department of Administration of the state, as well as the Board of Regents. And that is not either a nimble, flexible, or speedy process. And frankly, I think there would be a hard time for them understanding why they should support general purpose revenues expenditures for a lease guarantee when, in fact, there's an EDA grant of $5.4 million available for an alternative site. So, I mean, there are just fundamental structural problems on the financing of this. There is not a problem in terms of the speed with trying to get this building up and running. We can do that at the existing site. And then more importantly, from a substantive perspective, we want this building adjacent to our new engineering facility, not at the research park. And we think the synergies for putting this in Innovation Park makes a ton of sense. It's really what the City of Wauwatosa has also desires to see. They're our joint applicant on this ED grant. That's their vision for this facility as well. So those are our comments. David, you may have some more.
And just in terms of the cooperation of the research park, as you all may know, I actually sit on the research park board with many supervisors here. And I talk with Drew, Bill Drew and Guy Mascari all the time about the Innovation Park project, and we hope to have them intimately involved in all of our negotiations with companies, et cetera, in terms of cooperatively working together to site companies in the best possible place. So if it makes sense to put it in the research park, that's where we would like it to go. If it makes sense to be an innovation park, that's where we'd like it to go. So we intend to work very closely with both the board and the staff in the research park on all of our developments with private companies and with our nonprofit and educational programs.
Just to be clear, this isn't
right. I'm not here to debate either.
The research park, but were there any other comments or questions from committee?
I have a question.
Supervisor Brown.
I know that Supervisor Weishaupt put this together and worked with staff from the research park, and I guess my question is more for the research park. Has the board of directors of the research park, have they endorsed this proposal formally, or is this more of a kind of a staff assisting that proposal? Where is this coming, kind of where is this on the chain of the research park board's approval process? Or support
it has been. I can answer that.
It has not. It has not. But
I could answer the question.
Supervisor.
Okay. Thank you. This idea is something that is in the eventual master plan of the Research Park Board. I think this would be a viable alternative to look at. After we look at, of course, the UWM situation here, I think some cogent points are made. No, we have never talked about this. This has not come up as an agenda item. I've been on the board almost 10 years. Be nice if the people on the board, the supervisors on the board, the supervisor of the district might have been part of this also. But be that as it may, I think this is something that would be a possible viable alternative. I mean, it is our land out there too. I think some other points are made, and we're going to have a large discussion about what's going to be coming up with the UWM proposal. If this proposal, the wisdom of the board, the supervisors would not be feasible, then I think this is something we should definitely look at. The point I'd like to reemphasize, though, is that these things are not easily done. We're all very familiar about the timelines and the monies and what's involved. Has been pointed out, the Federal Economic Development Administration has given $5.4 million to the incubator at the Innovation Park. That's a substantial amount of money, as we all appreciate. That is not transferable. It is site-specific, as was mentioned. And I think before we look at another incubator site, we better decide if we have that kind of financing. So we have a terrific start at incubator at UWM, and I think we need to follow through and to see how this proposal looks, and what we'll be looking at this in this committee. I'll have some comments later on about that. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Was an informational item. Thank you, Supervisor Weishaupt. Item 9.